This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
All right, welcome back. As we are live here, I'm seeing the wings flowing. I'm seeing the beers and the drinks flowing around here. I love it. It's a good time. I see the Bud Light girl here. There she go, and she is, has introduced herself to several of you. And you guys have gotten a solid gift from her as well. And you can get a solid gift as well if you're on your way on out here. So make your way on out here for many, many, many reasons, including prizes. Congratulations to our first winner. We still have multiple things to hook people up with, including in the 5 o'clock hour, not one, but four pack tickets to the game on Sunday versus the Broncos. You can be in the building with three of your other friends to win this thing. So stay tuned, hang out with us. And all you got to do that is put your name in, or put your ticket in a raffle box. Shay has got that for you right there. Put you in a raffle box, give you a chance to win tickets and much, much more. All right, Clint, I was listening to In the Loop yesterday. Zach By. Zach's a good dude. Met Zach in the industry, and I've had conversations with Zach a few times. He's been in Denver for a while. He does afternoons. He's on right now. He talked about what I think to me, Clint, is the game. I know we'll talk about matchups more tomorrow as we get closer to it, but this to me is the thing for the Texans that scares the hell out of me in this game. This is the number one thing. Here is Zach By, who does afternoons in Denver, talking about that front four.
Vance Joseph, the defensive coordinator here, when he believes that he's got a matchup of strength, he will not send pressure. When you look at the Broncos up front, which is really the strength of the entire football team, as good as their secondary is and their safeties and some of their members on offense, the strength is the front seven. And when you have a guy like Zach Allen, keep that name in your back pocket. A big 99 in the middle. Led the NFL in quarterback hit a year ago. Led the NFL in quarterback pressures from the D-tackle position a year ago. Coming off a game where he sacked the quarterback again. It starts with him, the push in the middle. And then you have these two edge rushers in Jonathan Cooper and Nick Benito, who are just absolute freaks when it comes to get off. I think they're number one and number two in the NFL in terms of their, you know, pass rush win rate and their get off. Nick Benito, if you guys haven't had a chance to look at him, 8 sacks in 8 games, had 13.5 sacks a year ago. He's fantastic. He's going to be up for defensive player of the year. These guys really get after the quarterback, and because they're both elite at their position, both double-digit sack guys a year ago, the number one duo in that department, you can't really send as much help when you're getting it from both sides of the defense and also getting that push from the middle.
He talked about it. He went through the whole bunch of their front, and to me, Clint, that's to me where the game is going to be decided. It is by far the number one thing that concerns me. And I've said this week, and we will obviously do our predictions tomorrow. Clearly, if you all remember last week, I was the only one who selected the Texans to win the game. And, of course, they did. But I believe the Texans can definitely win this game on Sunday. But, Clint, when you look at Ursary in particular and the things that he has struggled with is in particular speed coming off the edge, as he talked about Nick Bonitto and Jonathan Cooper, they get off the ball and they are speed rushers and they get around the corner and they've got the bend and the dip and they create pressure, not just sacks, they get sacks. Nick's got 8 sacks in 8 games. But that, to me, especially what we watch, they're like any other front, and we watch the Rams and the Seahawks give them problems. I think the Broncos are those teams. They run a very similar system, but they're those teams on steroids. And it is, to me, the major concern to me, because if they can block them, I think they got a chance. But they lead the league in sacks and pressures by a mile. And they got multiple guys that, to me, do things that are struggles for some of the offensive linemen for the Texans. It is a major concern.
Well, the whole thing is what the offensive line for the Texans struggles with. But here's the kicker, right, is there's nothing you can do about that interior presence that Zach Bye was talking about. There's nothing you can do. You can't. There's absolutely nothing you can do to keep him from getting one-on-ones. You heard what did DeMeco say earlier in the week? They gonna run 5 down. You know why they run 5 down? That means you can't double team, and that means that they're by design they're gonna get one on ones, and they know that you can't play one on one with all the guys they got. They're that good up front, right? And you can't win. So you're gonna see a lot of that. Now this is one of those games where look, I think you got to use that sixth offensive lineman in the game and try to establish the run. You got to use that sixth offensive lineman in the game and work your boot game and work your quick game.
Is this a lot of max protect to you in this game?
Well, look, when you talk about max protect, for me, that means we're keeping 8 in and we're they don't really have the option to get out unless it's a late leak.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to do that. I think it's a help week for me. I mean, you've got to eliminate the free runner in the A gap, and you got to eliminate the speed rusher turning the corner, as you were pointing out.
Yeah, Nick Bonitto, he really concerns me this week with Ursary.
Well, you look at the number one problem is the crowd the line of scrimmage and them getting free A gap runners. You can't now you got a 4-4, 4-5 guy chasing CJ, and he's got the shortest distance from point A to point B is any defender on the field. Can't have that. Gotta fix that. The other thing is what you're talking about is we've got to figure out a way, right, to slow those edge rushers down, and the way that you do that is you just got to dedicate a tight end. Whether that's Blake Fisher or a real tight end, and it's got to be. I wasn't joking a month ago when I said I would if I were DeMeco Ryans, I'd go to practice and I'd say, hey, we're going to do chip drills all day long, and if you don't want to do it, take your ass to the locker room. You ain't gonna play for me this week. This is one of those games where if you just think you're gonna tiptoe up there and chip somebody, like if you don't go in there with the intentions of tearing up somebody's ribs, then it's a waste of time. They've got to have a heavy dose of chip. I don't know that I would go as far as Dan Orlovsky. I've heard him say before, I wouldn't snap the ball once without giving help to Ariante Ursary on that left side. I don't know that I'd go there, but it's got to be a heavy dose.
Yeah.
It's got to be a heavy dose.
And you got to be prepared that in this game you may have to. I mean, got to be prepared – And not just say, all right, he'll get it together. That's why also I think you brought some good things there about how do you slow these jokers down. And I think running the football with some level of success is a big part of this. Last week they ran the football really, really well, and I think that was a big part of it, both Woody and Nick Chubb, to at least slow these guys down. And you gotta be able to do that. When we look at them against the Seahawks, they weren't really able to do that at all, and those guys could just tee off and get pressure throughout.
And that was such a, again, the tackles and the tight ends running those pick games, right? I mean, there's not a – you can't chip with a tight end to help that.
Yeah.
Right? And I'll be honest with you, I don't know that there's a whole hell of a lot you can do schematically. When a team is really good at that, at disguising it and then coming off of it, then you're going to struggle with it. To me, the only way that you stop that, not to get too far off in the weeds, but to me, when you get a team that likes to likes to TE stun a lot, your offensive line has to be more firm, right? The deeper that you and I get and the further apart we get, the easier it is for somebody to pick me and beat you, right? If you and I stay at the line of scrimmage longer, not you don't stay there, obviously you're going to pass set some, but if we stay flush on the line of scrimmage, it's hard for your guy to pick me without you to see it coming, right? The further we get apart, now we're blindsided by it. So I think that's the only way to defend or to counterpunch any kind of TE stunts.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Which is what Seattle did a lot. This one is more, you got to squeeze them A-gaps and you got to chip on the ends. That is the key here.
Yep.
Unless they've got a tipper. If somebody over there is tipping, or if you have some kind of mechanism in your offense where you can – the old Peyton Manning stuff where you get the dummy counter, you raise your leg and you're going to snap the ball or on my third, leg instead of my first, kind of, whoa, not my third. Don't snap it on my third. Don't snap it on
all
the
right,
third
Greg,
leg
all
now.
Right, all right, Greg Olson.
Boy, I wish I could say I did that on purpose. You know what I'm talking about.
He was rolling when he got – let's step out of here. Coming up next, we will not be discussing a third leg.
Oh, no third leg.
Here at Buffalo Wild Wings. I got to say, I'm watching the World Series, and I got to tell you, I am really appreciative of the Astros. I really am.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.